Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in a spirited debate about Mama's Boys.
Mama! Ooh.
No one's gonna
finish it.
I don't know the rest.
Are you kidding me?
Make you cry.
There we go.
Okay.
I hate Queen because all of their songs change tempo all the time. And when you're mixing as a DJ, it drives me nuts. So,
okay. I can't believe I'm the one who's focused today. What are we doing?
Aaron seems kind of focused.
We want to talk about Mama's Boys and like the extremes of it. So if you're a woman and you hear the words Mama's Boy, you either know exactly what I'm talking about or you have no idea. Like, you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of men who just aren't. Like, there's that level of Mama's Boy where it's like, can you ask my mom for a meatloaf recipe because it's the best? Just like, I would rather have her meatloaf than the one you make.
Mm. Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're so...
Okay.
Like, I think my brothers and I had a good chance of being Mama's Boys because none of us knew how to do laundry while we lived there. None of us knew how to cook anything. Like everything we ever put in our mouth, my mom had made. That's wild, right?
That, like, it makes me want to vom a little.
But I call my mom every day now.
But she's older and
you're taking care of her.
Yeah, the situation is different.
Yeah.
That's not Mama's Boy. That's a good son.
Yeah, but what about calling her for years? I mean, even before she was...
Yeah, I mean, I say I call her now. I don't have to call her. So like, a lot of times she's just at my house, right? So it's like different. But it's just I have a connection with her.
Sure. Yeah.
That's great.
Is that a Mama's Boy?
No. It'd be a Mama's Boy if... Like, you couldn't do anything without checking with her first.
Okay. I'm not that.
Okay, I was like, hold on.
I'm definitely not that. But is there a fine line between, because wouldn't you rather have a guy love his mom so much that he checks in? Or would you have him, like, I don't even like my mom. Because the way he feels about his mom is the way he's going to feel about you.
That's not true.
Yeah, yes, that's like the oldest cliche in the book. Yes. How he treats his mom is how he'll treat
his
wife. I would hope he has respect for his mother, but having zero self-respect in return is not it.
Wow. So you'd rather have a guy hate his mom than be way...
Hate is such a harsh word, but maybe. Boy moms get weird, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you think the mama's boys are born from the mom or from the boy? Do you think she creates it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Weird. And I think it's starting to change. I think women our age are less likely to create this dynamic.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to be needed. Like some moms, what creates a mama's boy is a need to be their lone source for everything.
Yes.
Huh.
Ed Gein was a big mama's boy.
Well, she was dead in his attic. Okay. But
well, yeah. No, before that, like what she did to him.
Yeah.
Because she had to approve every date.
Yeah,
every...
she literally moved the family to a farm so she could only be the only female around Ed. It's a lot. Anyways.
So I'd like to take calls from women who have a mama's boy. And maybe we stop just a little short of Ed Gein.
Yeah, just right.
Maybe
right.
The bookmarks are sure, like, yeah. She does your laundry and you're 40 and you wear her 40. Face.
Or if you dated one at one point, you don't have to be with them currently.
Yeah. Like, what is the worst mama's boy situation you've ever been involved with? 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I know you have one.
I have a story.
Is it about you?
It's not about me, actually. Although, I used to...
How old were you?
I was 20. Not quite 30.
Oh, buddy.
Oh. There is something about having your mom do... like if you
No!
Just,
I don't have quarters.
Okay, here's the deal. Can I just say this? I'm on the road, and I get off... I'm living on a bus.
Okay.
And we do laundry at laundromats, whatever. Then you come home... I would come to my parents' house. They turn my room into something else. But like, I'm going to do it in their washing machine. But I just set it there. And she does it.
Ew.
Terrible.
What do you mean, ew?
After the age of 20, no more.
No, you gotta do your own laundry. Still do my chaps.
Please, no.
All right, sorry.
So my very first roommate in college, I didn't realize how much of a mama's boy he was until we visited my friend at another school. So we're just staying the night at my buddy's apartment. So we all go out and party. We come back to my buddy's apartment to go to bed. And my buddy gets in his bed and my roommate at the time goes, "Why can't I sleep in your bed?"
No.
And he's like, "Cause it's my apartment." Like we're all like on the ground, on the couch, you know, you know what it's like. You just crash.
Yeah.
Cause we're dudes. You just crash. And my roommate threw a fit at my other friend for not letting him sleep in the bed. And the whole night was just saying, "My mama would never let her baby sleep on the floor. My mama would never let her baby sleep on the floor." No. As we're all just there laying on the floor with the blankets over
us. Then why don't you go be with your mama?
Yeah. That is
it was very weird.
Horrifying.
Very weird, yeah. And it was like we'd never seen the side of him before, and now we couldn't look at
it. Unsee it.
And it became the running joke behind his back, unfortunately. Everyone was like, "Oh, well, his mama, you know, would never let him.
Are you still friends with him?
Kind of here and there.
This will end it.
Does he have a wife?
I still say it. No, he doesn't.
Okay.
I still say it to this day, though. I'll go, "My mama would never let him."
Because here's the other thing I want to hear. We want to hear your stories of bad mama's boys or whatever. But then are they looking to replace their mama?
Of course.
So then you got to take that role on.
Yeah. Or you don't.
Ew.
The two syllable. Yeah.
Because I remember I had a buddy. It's weird, but like his mom, he didn't eat well. So his mom would make food for him.
Okay.
How old was he?
27.
No.
Which, okay, so you're already, I don't even need to finish the story then. Never mind, his mom was going.
Family can't cook dinner for you?
Every day?
No, she did like a bunch of meals once a week. And
she meal prepped him?
Once
a week.
I'm sick. Go on.
So where it got weird is he brought a girl home to his apartment and it happened to be meal prep day. And his mom didn't prep there. She prepped at home. But so they're getting after it on his couch. And then.
No. Key.
Of course, because he needs the food dropped off in his fridge.
Mm-hmm. And once a week.
They're once a week. And he forgot it was meal prep day. And mama walks in and she's like, "Oh, sorry. And just left the bags of, like she didn't left. Put them in the fridge. And she's like, sorry. And pulled the door closed and locked it. Went on her way.
No.
But
No.
I guess the answer is that's a mama's boy.
Yes. That is
my mama
weird.
Would never let her baby boy come on the couch.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So worst mama's boy ever. We'd love to hear your stories. All right. I'm starting to get the ick too. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for mama's boys. Mm-hmm. I'm really... I know we're going to be taking calls and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like the weird mama's boy. I am sort of shocked, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, that your man is not a mama's boy. He's an only child. To me, that's like the recipe for being an only... like.
I'll choose my words carefully. I think sometimes that can encourage you the other way. He does not hate his mom by any means.
No, I get it. But it's like maybe she was two in his life, and now he's like,
so much focus that you're like, I got to do my own thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of women that I know that are only children are a mama's girl. They create like a little mini me version. Yeah. So maybe you're right. You said we got a good text.
We do. We actually have two here. Someone said you are a mama's boy, but I don't think that's true. Yes, they said Slacker is such a mama's boy. Another one said, my mother-in-law told me on my wedding day that I was taking her baby boy away from her. I would vomit on spot.
I'd kick her out of the wedding.
I'd be like,
why?
You guys are crazy. I think if you had kids, you'd feel differently.
Where's the sisterhood?
Where's
the empathy for another woman?
No. That's... Mm-mm.
You can't put yourself in her position? Like, wow, my son is growing up and he'll no longer be my baby boy?
I did a great job raising my son. He's independent. He found the love of his life. I'm going to celebrate with him. And now I get another daughter.
It's a cute way to say you're taking away my...
It's not cute.
I'm having mixed emotions about my son getting older. That's pretty normal. Right?
That's normal.
That's fine.
That's what she just said.
You're taking my boy away.
You guys are crazy.
You have a mother, you are a mother's boy, is what we're figuring out.
That's if you communicate with her and have a healthy relationship.
If my
mother, now you get to sleep with him. That's weird. But
that is weird.
But
yeah.
That's not what she said.
Yeah. You're taking him away from me. Hasn't he been away for a while now? There's no difference.
The father walks, he gives away the daughter. And you're taking my
weird
daughter.
Too, but whatever.
Okay. Did you want to read another text or shall I take calls?
Just take calls.
Okay. Nancy? Nancy? She's got us on mute.
Nancy
there she is.
Hello?
Mama's boy, what happened to you? Hello? Oh, for the love of God.
No. She's like, you guys fought too much.
Do you know what she was going to say?
She said her son is currently a mother's boy. Oh, we lost her.
Okay.
He's currently a mother's boy. And he even gets, he doesn't terrorize her like her daughters do, is what she said. So he gets a couple extra Christmas presents.
Because he's a mama's boy?
Mm-hmm. I want to, kick.
He's nice to her. The daughters aren't.
Okay, but are the daughters not, or are the daughters setting boundaries?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
I swear.
You want to set the boundary.
If there is karma in the universe, you are going to bear children and they're going to be boys and it's going to be the worst for you.
What do you mean it's going to be the worst for me?
Because you're going to turn them into mama's boys and you're not even going to realize it's happening to you.
I think women our age, of our generation, I'm looking at Tiak and Aaron, not Soccer. I think that we are much more aware of creating that relationship than the generation prior to us.
I've seen the way you are with your dog.
My dog is a mama's boy.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. Nicole.
Yay.
Mama's boy, what you got?
Okay, this is, I think, really takes the cake. So I used to be a manager at a fast food restaurant. I had a lot of teens that worked for me. You know, it was a very job kind of place. For the most part, they were great. You know, you had to teach them a lot, but they all want to do a good job. I had one teen who was a very sweet, very goody two shoes kind of guy, never missed a shift. He called in sick one day. He was and he sounded bad. I believed him. But he offered to send his mom in his place to work the shift.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Boy.
Did you laugh him all the way off the phone?
I tried so hard to keep it professional because I do think like he came from the right place. Like he had a good heart and he was just like felt bad to be putting me in a situation where I had to like find replacement.
But you believe in your heart. He wasn't just offering it. They had discussed it and she's like, absolutely, I will go there for you, son.
Oh yeah. He's like, my mom said she can do it. Like she can get ready. I talked her through what I usually do there. I trained her up.
You guys, we should all send our moms in here someday.
Okay.
Yikes.
So you politely declined the.
Yes. I told him not to worry about it. And it was my job to find a replacement and to just feel better.
So did you have your mom come in?
No. He's like, she looks great in the uniform.
Ew. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Ladies and gentlemen, it's news. Nope.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Guys?
Yeah?
I'm upset.
Why? Why?
Because it seems like we've lost our way as a show.
We don't nope.
Nobody's noping, man.
I was thinking about this driving in today.
And it's like, it's news or nope. It's not news or news.
But our news has been too good. I don't want to nope it.
I was thinking about the other day when Aaron cut me off and went before me. I should have noped her, but I'm so glad I didn't. It was about Harry Styles.
I know, but there's people out there, just if they had a bandolier of nopes, they'd be noping the crap out of this show.
We take it very personally, though. We need to work on that.
Yes. So I'm not going to do it right away, but I just want you to know I'm going to be more conscious and I'm going to know.
Good evening?
Nope.
Great. You got it out of the way. Who wants to go?
Damn it!
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you, T-Hack. You're my favorite on this show. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Nope. Good evening.
Oh! There we go. Hold on. Hold on.
What?
You can nope.
Oh, sorry.
And then wait.
There's so many rules to this
segment. You know you can't start till you hear the breaking news thing.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a lot of drama within a mom group.
I was hoping you'd do this.
What mom group?
A specific DCOM mom group, Disney Channel original movie.
What? What?
Is it DCOM?
Kinda.
Okay.
We're like, that's the joke. It's like DCOM divas are going to get their own.
Who? Okay.
Yeah. So Ashley Tisdale did a article with The Cut. And it's about breaking up with her toxic mom group. In this mom group is Hilary Duff, Meghan Trainor, Mandy Moore, and then a bunch of other
really
and
famous
she said
food
this
blogger.
Out.
Yeah.
She went on record.
Them.
She didn't name them. But everyone is like, you have been posting that you're friends with this group of moms, and now none of you follow, like, Ashley doesn't follow any of them anymore. They don't follow Ashley. And so she's saying,
so is this like the new Drake and Kendrick? Are we going to like have a thing? Are they beefing?
They are hard beefing. And Hilary Duff's husband then went and did an article with The Cut, the same magazine.
Oh, wait, he mocked it up. I think it was just him
responding
with like a fake magazine.
Because
cover.
He did the same exact cover.
Okay.
And then basically said, when you're the most self-obsessed, tone-deaf person on the earth, other moms tend to shift focus to their actual toddlers. It is insane.
The big speculation is that Ashley Tisdale was not very caring when a lot of those women lost their homes in the LA fires.
Oh, that's right. Because she was talking about like getting her second or third home.
Yes.
And all of these other moms are like, we lost our
lost
one
everything.
Home. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Mandy Moore's home.
Yeah.
Like it was pretty burnt down.
And from what I've read, like, a very small, like only like 10% of people have even begun to rebuild.
I'm sure.
So many problems with, wow.
So it is insane. Christy Carlson Romano then made a video kind of like doing a reaction to it. Yeah.
Wow.
Brent Stevens.
Beefing on moms.
Okay, yeah. So
I like
the Nickelodeon actresses are going to get in on it too.
Oh my God.
Jeanette McCurdy was on Call Her Daddy this week.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amazing news.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
you really pick a different story, or is this what you're going to do?
No, I was going to do the story Aaron just did.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So,
okay.
Amazing news for those of us who like to watch the Winter Olympics. Bo and Yang, and Kylie Kelce are going to be doing commentary at the 2026 Olympics in Italy. I don't know a ton.
I don't like the Olympics. I don't like the celebrity commentary. Snoop Dogg.
What is wrong with you?
Get out of there, Snoop Dogg. He's commentating.
Wait. Are you allowed to comment after you nope it?
Yes, I'll allow it. Okay. Don't make me get my judge hat.
They've got Snoop Dogg commentating the basketball games. He's talking like he's used to play in the NBA. It's like,
but he also comments on dressage. He's never done that.
Oh, it's ridiculous. He's a gangster rapper.
And he bakes with Martha Stewart.
Stick to your lane. I have one amazing point that you're not going to get to hear now.
Oh, no. You have an amazing point.
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. What if... What if we just here's the thing.
Okay.
We give her this moment to have her amazing point. And if it's as bad as you and I absolutely know that it is.
Then my nope is used and his is restored.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can restore his nope.
Okay.
If it's amazing, then he didn't even get a nope next week.
Great.
Okay.
The stakes are low.
Do you accept these terms?
I'll be fair.
It's interesting that Bo and Yang is going to be doing this starting in February, given that he just, mid-season of SNL, announced his departure. I have to believe this has to do with him no longer being on SNL. It was a pretty good point.
I don't think it's that good of a point.
Who's Bo and Yang?
Aaron, that was not that good of a point.
I just don't
understand.
You guys are
Bo and Yang.
I do
because he was sitting front row at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, he was.
Because he's an NBC employee, and I've been jealous of him ever since. So.
Hey, whatever, my nope's gone.
For 3 weeks.
No!
Did we all use them now?
Yours get restored then? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got restored.
Okay.
Okay, and you get to go, I think.
Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening. This has been, I'm sorry for the thing I put at the beginning of this.
We just want to make you happy.
Okay, thank you.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have finalized their divorce.
That was so fast. You know how long my divorce drug out?
I know, but I think when you've got that much money in your own projects, you're like, whatever. Just split them up.
They have designated a parenting plan in which Nicole Kidman gets their children for 306 days. Keith Urban, 59.
What?
And I'm just going to leave that there. I don't know what that means.
He tours.
Okay, could be, yeah. Maybe.
But is that she's permanent on
or just this first year?
At least this for it just as they've established a parenting plan that designates.
So aren't their children adults?
Both parents will jointly make decisions regarding education.
I think they're...
Are they? I don't know.
Young or like middle teens?
Nicole is not young. So it's not like she has
her
a three-year-old.
Her kids are 17, 30, and 33.
Okay.
So it's just the 17-year-old.
It's just the 17-year-old. Oh, and a 15-year-old.
Oh!
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Are there pictures of our hats somewhere? Are we posting pictures of these cool, badass hats?
Yeah, there will be some soon.
Okay. Erin took some really cool marketing shots.
I hate them.
She hates every last one.
My camera roll is full.
She made some cool designs with the hats.
What do you mean cool designs? How do you? It's a hat.
We can share one on our Instagram.
Like, would you do, try to make a Demogorgon or something?
No, I'm going to just like go full send with it. Do like clip art style, rainbow, dolphin.
I love it.
Shut up. Okay.
Lisa Frank.
You can definitely see him on the Alice website. There's a picture of the hat there. Yeah, to sign up.
Well, if you don't know what we're talking about, we paid for some beanies because we think winter is eventually going to happen here.
Right. And I'd actually like to point out, we in the room paid for these beanies. This was not a labor of love because
we love this company. They employ all of us, but they're like, we don't have any marketing budget. And we're like, okay, well, we'll just, so we picked up a lot of cans. Most of them were beer cans from my house, but, and we were able
to
afford
a lot of money.
Yes. But like we couldn't afford 1,000 hats. So this is a very, very, very limited run of hats. So, beanies. Is beanie a better word? Because hats, they're thinking it's a baseball cap. These are beanies. Erin's rocking hers right now.
They're so cute.
Here's the deal. So we're asking you to prove to us that you're a huge fan or prove to us that you will be our billboard.
Right. Could I read you one of the submissions already that is kind of
proving? Are we going to decide like right now whether or not they get in?
Decide, but maybe give the people listening some context of what you could tell us that would make us maybe want to give you a hat.
Okay.
Okay, actually, I can't find it. Hold on one second. Okay,
here's, you go to alice1059.com, look for a picture of the hat, and there's a little form you can fill out. Your name, your phone number.
And why.
And why.
We'll also make sure it's on our Instagram, the link to that, at The Slacker Show. But this person said, I would love a beanie as a longtime listener and sometimes contributor, meaning they call or text. I would proudly wear this on my route delivering mail. I'm a huge fan.
Oh.
So a mailman is an amazing person who's a billboard. No offense.
Are they allowed to rock the hat as an official government employee?
I believe they are, but I don't.
I feel like if they wear the hat, don't they wear the weird Russian one with the fur on it?
No, you're literally making that up because in the summers, they all wear different kind of hats. I think they're allowed to wear their own hats.
They wear a postal hat.
Yeah.
No,
I know what you're talking about with the ears and the.
Yes.
It's like navy blue.
Guys, what are you talking about?
You have a rogue postal worker is what you have.
I don't see them much. I'm just.
Then what are you talking about?
No, but I see them a lot when I'm out walking the dog in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they can wear normal hats.
What about beanies?
Yes, I mean that as well.
Okay.
Okay.
As long as it's non-offensive.
So. Okay, so.
Ooh.
We all. Okay, so. Let's put postal in the maybe bucket.
Okay, great.
Okay, do you have any other submissions? But again, alice1059.com.
Although Erica just said, I don't know, I never see mine.
But no, then I don't see mine. I
because
see
she's
when I'm
here when
the
they're there.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. would we want if another postal worker was like going to apply? Could they say, listen, I'm very friendly with like 24 people on my route, and every, I'd hand them the mail and go, you should listen to these guys. If they point to their hat and go, these guys rock, you should listen to them. Like you're going to get it. You're getting a beanie. If you're committing to that.
Yeah.
But
I like
then
that.
We need video proof.
Can I ask another question?
I feel like we're going over the line here.
No, we're trying. Aaron, we paid for these. We need to get the most bang for our buck. What about?
They were expensive.
What about Frankie Bones?
Mm. Oh.
Frankie Bones or one of his bevy of dancers. Like, they're up on a stage. Nope. That's okay. You're right.
I was going to say they're not looking at the hat.
Yeah, they're not looking at the hat. And also, is that really our listening audience?
Kind of. Should we make a Slacker Show bikini then?
Dude, one thing at a time.
Okay. Or could we fashion this into a...
We will not be modeling those.
That, and I'm going to try to make a cod piece out of this.
Well, here's one that I would love more info from.
Okay.
And I'm not saying no to them. I'm just saying, you know, maybe tell us more.
Okay.
Yeah, I want a beanie because I've been listening to the Slacker Show since I was a kid. Still an active listener daily while I'm at work or listening while traveling on the Odyssey app. Also an active caller. I want to know more about where you're wearing it. I want to know more about who's going to see you in it.
I'm pretty sure that person is also a delivery person, if it's who I think it is.
Well, see, they should have told us that.
They sent videos of them doing the News or Nope song.
Oh, really? You think?
I think it's, I don't for sure know this person's last name. If it matches, I could look it up.
Mm. Let me say this. When we first talked about this, we did have, Erica, two categories. One, you're going to be our billboard. Yeah. And two, you're just a super fan.
And they fall into superfan.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
That one.
They were named when we
I didn't look at the name before I read it. I think this person's getting a hat.
Antonio.
Antonio got a shout out for sure.
Yeah, I think Amazon.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, he said that before. Yeah,
tell us that.
Yeah, if you got to give us more information. Okay, are we just making it official? Antonio gets a hat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Read one more.
I like what she said people who've sent in a News or Nope singing along video, that would go a long way.
I think,
in my book, to be like, wow, you're singing and videoing, and I like that.
Post it on your Instagram and tag us in it or whatever, and then
would go
here's
a long
one
way.
That I'd love some take on though. I've been listening to the show since 2012 when we moved to Colorado. I wear a beanie daily and walk 12 miles
every day.
I guess so. I also run a marketing company and work with lots of companies, so good exposure there. So I'm on the fence. I'm like, it sounds like it'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
12 miles?
Yeah, where are you walking?
How many people are you seeing on these walks? If you're in Mount Sanitas or something, you're not seeing anybody.
Right.
But if you're just walking the streets of Cherry Creek for 12 miles?
Yeah.
I'm a little worried.
12 miles?
That's ridiculous. How many steps is that, do you think?
Well, it's usually 2,000 steps is a mile, so 6 miles. Or sorry, 6,000. What? I'm not doing this right.
12 miles is 24 to 30,000.
What?
That's... What? Okay.
Wow.
Here's the deal. Erica's got a New Year's resolution to do 10,000 steps
right.
a day.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to give that person a beanie if they will come and grab Erica's watch first thing every morning.
No, I'm doing it!
All right. Can we just do... Let me ask you this. What about the one... I know I saw one. You might be able to get one through heartfelt stuff too.
The CT one. Yes.
Wait. Okay.
Do you have that up, Aaron?
I do.
Okay.
They
you
said that
read the whole thing.
They've been a diehard fan from 2007. Went to high school in Longmont.
Oh yeah, you're winning.
Oh yeah,
making points.
They also sent pictures of their CT scan. Woo woo woo!
Gross.
I've had two wild brain surgeries in the last couple of years.
Because they listen to us.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the show. It causes Dane Bramage.
Had to have a skin graft over their brain, a bunch of screws and plates. The cold literally irritates their nerves because of these surgeries.
Okay.
So they need beanies.
Okay. Yeah.
She gets a beanie.
They get a hat.
Yeah.
They get a beanie.
And thank you for sending the scan. I do enjoy looking at it.
It's really a picture of the inside of their head.
Yeah, and the scar, and like, no, she's like,
they're hitting Longmont. Gory stuff for Aaron. They're nailing it.
If you want a beanie, you have to submit right now at alice1059.com.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show. Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems, OPP, what's happening?
Today we have some fallout from Christmas, specifically gift giving with Connie and her boyfriend.
Okay. Connie?
Yay.
Yay.
This is weird timing. What's going on?
I'm really upset with my boyfriend. Basically, like, for Christmas this year, I got him a really nice watch. Like, I spent a lot of time picking out one that I thought he would like, and it's worth a few hundred dollars. So,
oh wow,
you know, I put a
okay. very nice.
Yeah, I put a lot of work into picking out. Like, he's usually a pretty good gift giver, and I really wanted to get him something that he would like.
Cool.
Anyways, and when I gave it to him, he was like very excited about it. He seemed like he really liked it. He thanked me a lot, and then like he just never wore it over the next few days. Like I didn't see him wear it. At all.
Okay, well, maybe there just wasn't an occasion to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Mm. I wouldn't wear a fancy watch unless we were dressing up or something, right?
Well,
maybe.
That's the thing is, like, we went to a pretty nice New Year's Eve party, and it was like a fancier thing. You know, we dressed up for it. I wore like some new earrings that he had just gotten me.
Cute.
And so when we got back from the party, I finally was like, asked him why he didn't wear it. Like, I was like, "Do you not like it? Like, I just haven't seen you wear it at all." And he told me that he returned it and just pocketed the money.
No.
Yeah. And like, he didn't even tell me until I brought it up. And when I asked him why,
he just pocketed the money.
I'm sorry, did you say boyfriend or husband?
Boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just.
Interesting.
Anyways.
Do you like him very much?
Hold on.
We've been together for a while. Like
is this
like 3 years?
Average behavior from him. This is really weird behavior.
I think it is.
Oh my God. You're like manna from heaven for me. You like no matter what, you take the side of her. Can you see any world where she's wrong in this?
No.
She bought him something he doesn't like.
But he didn't communicate that at all.
Oh my God, because I'm gonna say that right when I unwrap the present, I'm gonna go, yeah, no,
not
I don't
right
really
away.
Like what
not
no
right
way
away.
I'm saying that when I unwrap a watch. I don't wear watches.
No, you no wait but it's two way days? Worse to be like, "Hey babe, it's been a couple months, you haven't worn it." Yeah, I returned it.
Yeah.
That's so much worse.
No, that's not
exactly
worse.
But no, like it is wild. He should have let 2 days pass and then gone to her and been like, "Hey, I don't think I'm going to wear this. I'm so sorry. I know you worked hard. Can we go together and pick something out that I'm going to wear?"
And like, I would have been fine with that. I had so much like.
Oh, you wouldn't have been fine with that.
No way. Oh my God.
No,
this is so drawn on.
No. Here is the thing you guys don't understand. You guys think that you're going to lie and get away with it and it's going to help her. It's going to hurt her less. It hurts her more. Of course, she's going to be upset at first, but she's not going to be angry.
And now it's like, okay, so my boyfriend can't even talk to me. Great.
Yeah. What is the lie?
He just returned it without ever
that's
telling her.
That's not a lie.
Her.
When asked, he told her the truth.
Okay, that's withholding.
Yeah. That's not
the
withholding
truth.
Information.
Yes, it is.
I also
talked to
I sent back some Amazon stuff. Do I have to tell you? Like, what?
Yeah. He didn't give it to you.
Oh, my
this
God.
This was a gift.
It's not a gift if you're following up on it. Like, hey, how's that thing I gave you? How's that thing? It's like, you gave it to me?
Do you tell
thank
your
you?
Parents, in-law, your in-laws about that? About the gifts and, like, returning? Or no?
No, of course
no,
not.
No, of course not.
I wouldn't tell anybody.
No, exactly. It's my
you gave me a gift.
Why would I tell them?
I either use a gift
because
or I use a cash.
Because when they come over, are they going to be like, "Hey, where's the wreath?"
No.
They might, but in-laws are insensitive.
Right, and that would be inappropriate.
It would be. I can't believe you have
plenty of gifts
okay.
from my in-laws.
I'm just going to make an assumption here.
Oh,
and
let's do it.
This is rude.
Let's do it.
Sort of, I'm going to assume you're not a big lingerie girl. You don't like lingerie. Okay.
Hold on.
It's just the
why
first
are you making me? That assumption about
because,
me?
I don't know. You just don't strike me.
Hold
like, on,
well, I don't really
as...
want to talk to you about the answer, but...
No, but it's like, you strike me as like PJs and not like a whole Fredericks. Maybe you are. But let's just presume. Let's use TX. I assume you're not a big lingerie gal.
No.
Okay.
Not all the time.
Guys do this for their girlfriends all the time. It's like, ooh, okay, I'm going to buy you this. I'm going to buy you something sexy. And then it's like, "Hey, you never wear it." I was like, "Yeah."
I don't know if I want a guy to buy it for me. What if it doesn't?
Oh, well,
fit,
guess what?
And then that's
Connie's with a no watch guy. Hold on. Like, can I just ask that, Connie? Does he wear watches at all, or did you just make an assumption about watches?
He's like talked about how he's like, "I hate that I always have to pull out my phone in order to like look at the time because I get distracted." And so I was like, "Well, I was trying to listen for what would be a good gift idea."
He didn't say I want
a
watch.
Every man looks better in a good watch.
Not true.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
But I do have a problem because this happens a lot with my wife. Like, she will buy me things that I think I don't need. Like, she got me stationery with like my name on and everything. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, I don't write notes. What do I need stationery for? And she's like, "Well, I'm making you better, and now I've used it, and I am better." But I feel like it doesn't go the other way. Like, I don't get to buy stuff for her and go, "I'm making you." I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah, here's a better vacuum so you can clean better.
Right. Or
okay, well, get the man a vacuum. Maybe he can clean
or
better.
Or the lingerie example. It's like, I really want, I just, it's, it doesn't work that way.
But it's making, you're trying to make her more sensual.
I was going to say, I'm not terribly opposed to that.
But I just, the reason I said lingerie and I put Erica in an HR situation I've known men who do this because they're like, "I want to spice it up in the bedroom. I don't know how to say it." So I buy that. And then she's just like, "Do you know me at all? Have you seen my collection of flannel jammies? What the F am I supposed to do with
lingerie
this?"
Lingerie and jammies have different use.
Yeah.
She just answered the question. 303-222-5423. Obviously pick a side. I'd love for you to pick a side based on the actual facts and
what
not just based
the sides?
On the facts. The fact is Connie bought a present that he didn't want. Can we agree to that?
Yes.
Connie, do you recognize that you bought him a present that wasn't something he likes?
Well, I guess so. I mean,
allegedly.
I wish he would have told me that instead of just...
Oh, you're right. On Christmas Day, you wanted him to go.
Hold on. I am asking which side people are taking. Is it Connie was wrong or her boyfriend was wrong?
I would say, to be completely honest with you, Princess, they both were. But you can't see a world where she screwed up first.
I'm simply asking.
Oh, you're going to bring it down. Is that what you're going to do?
Which of the two sides you want people to take? What are the two sides to choose between?
Should he have, like... Is this that big of a deal? He just took the watch back. But you're acting like, he took it back and got the money and now he's lying. What else is he lying about?
No, I didn't say that.
It's the hiding it that just...
He didn't hide it!
He did. He should have told her about it.
Oh my God.
They should have gone together.
You don't tell people, "Oh my God, I made you tamales." And you're like, "Eat
you
one." You're like, "Oh, that's not
people,
great."
You don't, but
that's
you not tell great. Your partner.
No, you don't.
You want him to go together to pick out a different version of something he doesn't want?
Or a new
or
thing.
Or something
He's
else.
He's like, "I don't want this.
Take
I don't know how to tell
the money and
you.
Get a new thing.
And then let me go with so I can learn."
Learn?
I just want the cash. Connie, I'm so sorry. You're not the terrible person I'm making you out to be. It's just these guys need something to like get it. Hang on. Don't move.
That went poorly.
Did it? Can somebody else wrap it up? Because I'm so mad. No, I can't. She bought him a bad Christmas present. He returned it.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't.
He didn't put it on his calendar. She bought him a Christmas present he didn't seem to love. He returned it without telling her and pocketed the cash. Who was in the wrong here? Connie for buying the gift in the beginning or her boyfriend? We're lying.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Where's the lie? What's the lie?
He didn't tell her he
That's
was
That's not
it.
A lie.
Fine.
That's not
Fine.
A lie.
Who was in the wrong? Connie for getting the gift or him for returning it and not telling her?
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
Is everybody good? Are you good?
I think I need more time.
Yeah. There has been a lot of screaming in this room over today's OPP. Connie was on the phone. It involves a Christmas present. She bought her man a watch. Turns out he's not a watch guy. Mm-hmm. Have I said anything wrong, Princess?
I've stayed pretty quiet.
just there with the princess.
We also,
yeah,
we don't know he's not a watch guy.
We do. He didn't have one. He just happened to mention, I feel weird. He told her, like, I sometimes don't like getting distracted by getting my phone out to look at the time. And she was like, I have an idea. Her heart was in the right place. Absolutely. I'm giving you that. But then
he never communicated with her. Hey, hon, I'm not a watch guy.
It's not real easy to tell you guys we don't like what you did. It's not really easy.
I think it's misplaced fear.
And it doesn't matter if it's easy or not. That's part of being in a relationship. You have to have the complicated.
She crushed it.
But also Slacker just admitted, we find it hard to tell you we don't like you did something. And Erica said, that's wrong. It's fear.
Right.
Thus.
I want to repeat something. That was Erica.
No, here's the thing. Like, you're right. Like, it is hard. Like, and you're like, it's wrong to feel wrong. Okay, but we do.
If you feel scared, then you might not be with the right person.
No.
Aaron's speaking a lot of truth.
Okay. So he returned the watch, got the money, didn't mention it to her because it's like, it doesn't matter. Didn't I also never wear these underwear I bought that I thought were going to be great. Right, I don't tell you everything. Oh, I bought this on Amazon and feel like returning it. Ugh, whatever. Like,
hey, those things weren't gifts. Amazon and underwear, not gifts. Watch gift.
Okay, Amelia.
Hello?
Amelia?
Do you have the radio on?
I don't think so.
I don't know what's going on there. Steve?
Guys, I think we yelled too much and we like messed up.
Steve? Steve?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. What do you think?
About the call?
I've lost almost all of my anger. I've lost.
Just in life, Steve. What do you think? Yes, about the call.
Catherine?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Gas leak outside today.
Catherine, do you have advice for Connie?
Connie, I think you're wrong. Okay? Because a gift, the purpose of giving a gift,
No way.
The recipient is more, is happier with the cash.
What about you?
It's about your boyfriend and what makes him happy.
Right. And she didn't make him happy, so he made himself happy.
Haven't we all been there?
We'll be happy.
Aaron's crying.
Queen, thank you, Catherine. I'm going to go to one more call, but would you like to read a couple of texts? Because
sure.
I feel that we are so off the rails. We've helped Connie zero. Like, all we've done is yell.
Mm-hmm.
And do we think Amelia's back? You want me to try to meet Amelia? Oh my Jesus. I can't do it.
I've got some texts.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, someone said, how could he pocket the cash without a receipt? He was in the wrong, and I think there's more to it. Someone said the boyfriend's in the wrong. Someone said I'm on her side.
Hold
he
on. Are you only reading the boyfriend is wrong text?
I am literally going up from the bottom.
No, you're...
I'm with the girls. That's it. That's a D move to return a present and say you're not going to return it or why. Someone just telling us we should let her talk. The concerning thing is they're a couple and he could not communicate with her. That is a huge problem, which I think is what Aaron and I were saying at the beginning of this break.
But once again,
before everyone was drunk.
But once again, let me just say this. You're putting that communication problem on him.
Did he not say, I don't like taking out my phone and getting distracted when I need to check the time?
That doesn't mean I want to watch.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but she took it that way. And then he said, you got it wrong!
Do you?
I just hit the SpongeBob.
Yeah. Hello?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. Nine. Why are you surprised by that?
Yeah, you won't.
Okay, here's the thing. Off air, we were just talking about Erica's wedding.
Yeah.
Right. And it's coming up this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so exciting. I've been trying to not bring it up, but like, I remember planning my weddings. When are you going like cake testing or like
or
going what now?
Cake testing?
So I don't know that we're doing a cake.
Oh.
Please leave.
Wait, hold on.
No.
Not even like a mini one for you guys to cut.
You're right.
Or...
We should do that. We should do a little one to cut.
What's for dessert? Why would hack come to your damn wedding?
We would do a dessert bar. With I've like seen, cookies.
That's the trend.
Ooh, cookies.
Yeah. Okay.
You could have like mini pies.
Right.
Very trendy.
It's a little
walls.
More cost efficient.
Right. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say veggie trays. So we're good. We're good.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But no, you're right. We might do a mini cake. We should probably, I don't know, get on
that. Have you picked a caterer?
It's all through our venue. So again, we don't really do a big tasting. They give us, it's through their restaurant there. So we're going up in February and we will.
Just try crap.
Try stuff at the restaurant.
Hmm.
They give you a like gift card to the restaurant and you try it.
Because it was like such a life-changing day for me because I remember them going, do you guys want crudité? And I was like, I don't have any idea what that is.
Yes, we have that big meeting in February.
Like, do you know what crudité is?
Is that like the carrots?
Yeah.
Just say that. You don't.
What is it? I don't. I still.
Vegetables with like the dip.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
No, but you see what I'm saying. You don't have to call it some fancy thing. You're like, how about rumaki? And I'm like, I have no idea what that is. Anybody know what rumaki is?
No.
Bacon wrapped around something. Just say that.
Yeah. Bacon wrapped.
Yeah, bacon wrapped scallops. Bacon wrapped water chestnuts. Say that. Say that.
Okay.
Anyway, long story longer, we're talking about the wedding off air, and two people in the room, seriously, Erica has uninvited me, so I don't get to come.
I did not uninvite you. You just haven't opened my save
the date. Exactly. She cannot literally uninvite you if you haven't accepted the invitation.
Also, actually, invitations aren't out. And does it stress me out at night? Yes.
Okay. Also, my name's not Slacker being invited to things. But like,
I don't call you Michael.
You're going to have to try. Just have Dane write it.
Okay.
Anyway, two other people in the room, you can maybe guess who they might be, said they may not come. One said, I'm not coming to the wedding.
Right.
Let's just get that out on the table.
I did not. I said I might not be able to make it.
What does that mean? Tell me that doesn't mean I'm not going to come to the wedding.
Right. She said physically, but not mentally.
Or
what does that mean?
The last wedding I was at, I cried so much during the reception that I danced for one song.
You cried?
The ceremony, I had to black out. I literally had to disassociate from what was going on so I wouldn't be a... I love love. I love weddings. I cry at every single one of them.
That was a family member?
Yes.
I'm not family.
You are in this weird little...
I know,
little...
it's like, we do spend so much time together.
That's a real... I consider
say
myself...
a little more positively.
There were strangers. I had to go sit outside by myself, and strangers were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm just so happy.
What are you... Is it happy?
Or are
I think
you
so.
Sad?
No. I don't think... I mean, yes, but not then.
Okay, so
now, she's okay. She will be.
Now we have a little bit of context. Let's get TX's take on this one thing, because then all of a sudden you said,
I'll probably cry too. Yeah.
You guys, I'm not certain I'm gonna cry.
I will.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
I just think there's so much adrenaline happening. You're so.
But I think once you lock eyes with Dane, he's seeing you. The doors open. He's seeing you for the first time.
It's not doors, but.
Technically, there is. Then I have to come down.
What are you going to do? Are you not letting him see you in the dress at all?
No, we're not doing a first look.
Okay.
So what are you going to do if, and I think he's such a big teddy bear, this might happen. He like full on errands it. Like
I can see that.
Flood works. Not the like, but like the, the big uncontrolled.
I mean, that's my dream, is that he...
Then why wouldn't that make you cry?
It probably would, but it could also make me laugh.
That's what happened at the last wedding I was at. He got that, and I literally remember watching him mouth, oh my God, and she started laughing. But it was beautiful, and then I started crying.
I just don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen. You've never been, other than Slacker, in this before, right? So like, it's my first time ever being in a wedding dress, having everything. I have a veil on for the first time in my life. then I'm going to like walk out and everyone I love is going to be sitting there. I don't know what's going to happen to me mentally.
I feel like you're not even going to look at them though. They're just going to be a blur and you're only going to see Dane and you're just going to break down.
It's a really interesting thing. I actually come out kind of sideways down a staircase.
You walk sideways like a crab?
So I like will have a full view of everything from above.
Oh, interesting.
You have to come downstairs?
I do have to come downstairs.
That is a terrible idea.
Oh, wait, but my real question here is like, what about for both of you, Aaron and T-Hack? What makes you want to...
I don't want to. It just happens.
What makes you cry at weddings?
Then? I don't. You hack. I don't want.
Well, yeah, it's for shocking. Sure when the bride comes out and the groom starts crying.
Yeah.
It's when the groom sees her and starts crying. Then I start crying because I was once a groom. It happened to me. I started crying. Pretty ugly. Like pretty
you
full on.
You did do the ugly
yeah,
one?
Yeah, pretty full on. In fact, my father had given me his father's handkerchief the morning of my wedding. Aww. So I had it and I had to use it.
Oh.
And to like blow my nose because I was crying so much.
And then you just stuffed it back in your pocket. Yeah.
You had a booger pocket.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Is Wanda off today? Do you know?
I thought I saw her today, but no. Her
All right,
door
maybe
was
we'll
closed.
Save this for tomorrow.
Oh, let's just do it.
Wanda, if you don't know, if you're not a fan of the show, is the head of HR here. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to ask a question of the group. When did you lose your V card? There's a study out of different countries and when the average is of when they lose their V card. Do you think men lose it earlier than women or vice versa?
I would say yes, but I feel like in my experience of my friends, people who have told me this, it's actually later.
The men lose because here's the deal. You men, choose when you lose yours. You also choose when we lose ours.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you do. Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's never a guy's choice. It's just like, it's, oh, you like, will. Okay.
In high school, it's common for like upperclassmen men to date the younger girls.
Yes.
And that's, so the ages are different.
Yeah. I think, and those upperclassmen, they've been trying for years.
Trying.
Right, but it hasn't happened.
Do you really think so?
Yes. Yes. Let me ask another question of the room before we get to our numbers here. Who in this room, let's find the bookshelves in this room.
Mm.
Who lost it latest?
So oldest?
Oldest.
Okay.
And who lost it first?
Mm.
I think both of the girls get this one. Being the bookshelves.
You think you're the late one?
The oldest, yeah.
And by the transitive property, then I'm to presume that you think Power Tramp over here
was the youngest
in the room. She's the youngest in the room. TAC was an athlete.
I know. See, I'm between TAC and I for youngest only because I think I've heard you guys talk about Wynn, and I'm honestly shocked. I was not cool. I was not well liked. Boys did not really like me. Honestly, still don't.
But that would explain why you were young, because you were doing it to be liked. This is something I have to offer.
My mom listens to the show, so this is fun.
You have to say your number, yeah. I'm just saying,
I had a boyfriend. It was a boyfriend.
We all say that.
But I felt like a late bloomer. Like, I felt like I was so behind, and now I don't know that I was, and it feels very weird.
Okay, so we have your opinions of you. What do you think between TAC and I? Who lost it first?
TAC.
You think he was younger than me?
Yeah, I do.
We keep saying lost it, like I want it back, you know?
Got rid of it, perhaps. Yeah,
okay.
Do you think you were younger than me? Do you know mine?
I don't know yours, but I know your lore. I know that you were in the marching band, as was I.
Yeah, I was a nerd.
Yeah.
You were marching band and basketball?
Yeah, well, it was just a very small school. So we had guys who were on the football team who would come out in their football uniforms.
And be in marching band?
And be in the marching band.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah. Ugh. So they just undid all the good work they did in the first half of the game. Like, he's in football.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the band.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really not sure.
I was a musician, though, also. Yeah. But you were a late bloomer. People didn't know you were a musician. I think I was probably lower.
Okay.
See, I'm really between TAC and I for who was the youngest.
It's probably Erica.
That makes me feel very weird.
I think... Okay.
Things are different in California, man.
I just want to say that's honestly true.
Real quick, the oldest country is Malaysia at 23, and Iceland comes in at 44th at 15 and a half.
Yikes. Which, I mean, you're in Iceland.
I think Iceland's pretty. I think Greenland's icy and Iceland's green.
Iceland is beautiful.
Like Reykjavik is a place is on a bucket list for me.
So is that the place where everyone looks like a model? You got the bleach blonde natural hair.
The guys and the girls,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
They just can't hold it off anymore. Okay.
What's the average in the U.S.?
18 years old. And I'm going to say, the next thing we're going to guess before we give our numbers.
I'm super nervous.
How many years under that do we now think Erica was? Was she on her fifth anniversary by 18?
Huh?
That'd be where you 13-ish when you...
that was really... No,
I think Erica's lower, but I think we're probably neck and neck.
That's actually not how you do it.
Okay.
Mine's 27.
Didn't it feel average?
Oh yeah.
At the time,
I felt late at the time too. My friends had all already.
Yes.
All right. Then let me ask you this: what do you think the? I don't know the answer to this, and maybe Aaron can chat. Aaron GPT can figure this out. What is the age now? Because I think
it's closer to like 20, like the average age now.
People are locking it down. Right?
Like I think it's like 22.
Your generation was like free love, and now it's like not free, but you're just like more.
It just felt like it was something you had to do.
Right. You had to check it off the list.
Well, and every movie of the time was like, prom's coming up, man. Yes. We got to lose it before college, before prom. It was like, that was every movie ever. Right. It was very in the like zeitgeist.
It looks like 17 now.
17 is the age now.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. And it's 16.8 for males, 17.2 for females.
I would have flipped that.
As a father of children around this age, does this whole conversation just rattle your bones?
Because I don't know their status. I would presume.
Is it something you would like talk about?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you want to know their status?
Kind of.
Is that something that you should know?
Probably.
Okay.
But it would bug me. in my current state of no relations whatsoever, it would bug me if my kids are outpacing me.
Okay, well, they're never going to reach your number. So.
You don't know that. My number's not. Maybe that's another conversation. We'll do our numbers.
I don't know if I know mine.
Get a notes app. I'll get my notes out. I'll share it with you. Okay, so how do we want to do this? Let's go lowest to highest.
Who do you think was oldest?
With you being a nerd, I first had you oldest, but now I think you might have given it up.
I don't know which is worse, to be oldest or youngest.
No, but I think.
And I don't know that she said she was a nerd.
I was just not well liked.
I wasn't well liked. So then I forget that women, even if you're not well liked, you can go like, but I have this commodity. And like you it's a tradable thing for likes. It's a weird
but
way to say it.
That's not what it was for me. I had a boyfriend of like a
How long did you stay together after?
Like another year, I think.
Oh, wow. So he didn't play the like, wow. Woo. It's fast times at Ridgemont High. He finally gets a girl to do whatever and then you just, whoop, peace out. Like, thank you. Guys are we're awful. We're awful people. Okay, so if we all think it's Erica as the youngest, then you go first.
So weird.
What's your
this.
Number?
16.
Oh, wow. I had you lower than that. Oh, 16 is not bad at all.
That's why I felt like a late bloomer.
No. Oh, my God. Well, because like back in that gen, like I feel like 13. Please do not have relations at 13.
No.
Please do not.
You don't even know who you are.
Because
there's
that movie. Is it called 13?
Mm-hmm.
With what's her name?
That sounds so familiar.
Vanessa
Marilyn Manson's girl, right?
She's in Twilight.
Evan Rachel Wood is in it.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
I literally just saw TikToks about this the other day.
That movie I started to watch, I'm like, I have a teenage daughter, I cannot watch this movie.
I don't know what this is. No.
It's 13, it's just like these
Nikki
girls.
Nikki Reed.
And is Evan Rachel Wood in it also?
She's Evie, Evan Rachel Wood is Tracy.
Yeah, it's
and Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah, she's in it as
well. She is in it?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't
Vanessa
pick her
Hudgens
out of a lineup.
Is in
That's
a movie with Evan Rachel Wood?
Yeah, and I remember watching the movie as like an 18-year-old and being like, this is wild. I can't believe
it. It got a lot of controversy when it came out.
Yeah. No kidding. 13 is really young.
Okay, so you're neck and neck with her, Tiak, you think? Okay,
go. Oh, for sure. Yeah. We nailed it. 17. Wow.
17 and how much? Because I was also 17.
You were?
I was. Probably
I thought you were like 20.
Probably an old 17.
What? No. I think I was pretty young 17. Wow. It was in the summer of, and I'm a March baby, so. And so, Aaron, is it holding true? Are you the other end of this bookshelf?
Yeah, and I have no regrets.
No,
I don't feel like a late bloomer at all. I was 21.
I love it. I wish I had been 21.
Yeah, but she's made up for lost time.
So?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't know how to talk about this.
Is it serious?
Kind of.
Oh, boy.
I don't like doing this, but I think Erin is a big, fat, hairy liar.
Oh.
She's not just a big, fat liar. She's also hairy.
Yep. Yeah.
Why do you think this?
I didn't know she was hairy.
I've spent the last couple of weeks on a bit of a quest, on a bit of a journey, like the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Rings. You know,
not simply walk into Mordor.
Correct. Thank you.
No
Thanks
idea.
For trying to get back on.
Yeah. No idea.
I'm with you, Erica.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cheez-It brand has come out with a gluten-free Cheez-It.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
Our good buddy, former good buddy, the big fat hairy liar, Aaron, is celiac, and she could really use them. She hasn't had a Cheez-It in forever, man.
It's been so long.
She's been kind of working it into the group text just every once in a while, every like couple days. Just like, by the way, any of those gluten-free Cheez-Its?
You guys seen them? I'm still looking.
And do you know me? Like, do you know if you've known me very long, you know that I take these things on as like a mission.
You like to find the thing someone's looking for.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You're a problem solver.
But the harder the problem, kind of.
Yeah.
But Hack gets it because he goes after it's kind of the shoe thing when there's a Jordan 1 drop and you didn't get it and then you got to find a way to get it.
Mm-hmm. That feeling where you see it on the shelf and you kind of look around, you go, like,
is this happening?
No one else is going to, I'm just going to grab, I found it. I did it.
I got screwed out of my Jordan 1 Chicago and I couldn't find it. I go to House of Hoops and I'm like, I send him a picture. I'm like, am I crazy or is this the shoe?
Yeah.
Am I at the store? Is that the shoe? And he's like, that's the shoe.
Yeah.
So I bought the shoe. Anyway. I've been trying to find these Cheez-Its. I've enlisted our Costco friends. I've enlisted, like, and I stop.
I have made a TikTok asking people, or like, and shared on Instagram. If you're seeing them, let me know.
Like, you go online, it'll be like Walmart. So I hit every Walmart. If I'm driving, I'm like, I see the weird little star thing. I'm like, there's Walmart. I have 20 things to do. Oh, my mom, I'm driving her to the hospital right now, but I'm going to run. Mom.
Mom, you got to wait.
Wait right here. I got to run in and see if they have gluten-free gluten-free things, right?
Okay. Try to hold that wound closed. Yeah. Right?
I put pressure.
Okay.
So I can't find them. So I start looking, and there's some ambiguity on the internet that they might not even be out.
What? Then, I don't know what you're talking about. I have not seen that.
Hear me out. Like, a lot, like, you go on King Soopers, mm-hmm. and they go, item not released yet. Oh. And you're like, okay. Oh. But then TikTok shows a girl. She's like walking. She's like, rumor has it this Target has them. And then she goes up to the shelf. And this is where I think Aaron, this is what I want to talk about with Aaron being a big fat hairy liar. This woman walks up to the shelf. There are 4 boxes of gluten-free Cheez-Its on the shelf. How many boxes did this woman grab?
4.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is why there are none.
Right.
Because when you find them, you're an a-hole. This is what happened to toilet paper during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because Jesus, you're an
toilet
a-hole.
Paper.
You didn't need that much, but you're afraid that someone else, like, I don't want there to be a shortage, so I'm going to create the shortage. So this woman did that. I asked Aaron, if I were to find them, or you were to find them, how many boxes would you buy? And she said, is where she's a huge, she said, 1 box.
No, I changed
it. You are lying.
I changed it to 2. 1 for me, 1 for my gluten-free friend, Melina.
Who in this room, or who listening to the show, believes that Aaron would walk up and buy 1 box? Or would she take her little liar arm to the back of the shelf and go,
"Ugh." I think she would sweep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone knows you're a sweeper, Aaron.
No.
You're a sweeper.
Big fat hairy one.
Thank you, Tiak. Welcome to the club. She's a sweeper. She's the problem.
I do believe she would sweep.
Yes.
But not if there was 10 boxes.
Yes, she would.
No. There'd be no limit. 10, she'd take 5.
But remember, there was it an energy drink? That purple and green
one? That's exactly why I know this.
Oh, yeah. That you were after
because
forever?
Because guess what? There weren't 10 left. They were fully stocked.
But so when you couldn't find them, you said buy as many as you can find.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did, sweeper.
Uh-oh.
Sweeper.
I didn't say buy as many as you can.
The sweeping,
I even said just let me know where they are.
Allegations are mounting.
It's different. It's different.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
My wife admitted something to me.
God, I knew it.
That shocked me. That, and I feel like I kind of let her down a little bit.
Oh.
Because I am the basketball guy in the family, and I've turned her on to basketball. We watch it together now. We share interests, you know?
Yeah.
I watch her cooking shows with her. We watch basketball with me. We're watching basketball, and she notices one of the players, and she says, "Oh my gosh, is he chewing gum?" And I was like, "I'm sorry. Yeah, a lot of basketball players chew gum. In fact, Michael Jordan, famous for chewing gum, blowing a bubble during his playing.
Is that true?
It is true.
Isn't there a famous photo of him blowing a bubble?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I? Okay.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Blowing a bubble while he's playing?
I don't
playing?
Know if I've ever
While he's shooting, but on
but
the court.
But he's just like, and then.
Yeah. Yes, while he's playing. He's infamous for knowing he had the tongue out and he chewed gum.
He always had it, like the big tongue out when he was just like. Because you sometimes you get a little English with your body. If you're playing pool and you go, like, you know what I mean? Your
when
tongue.
When you're focused. Yeah.
Yeah. Your that's tongue can like make the ball
I don't
move
want this to sound weird, but that's one of my favorite things to watch on guitarists.
Is their tongue?
Because they make some weird faces and they do crazy stuff with their tongues.
You should borrow my phone for like a week because the algorithm, most of my algorithm is guitar players. And there's so many guitar players who not only do tongue things, but they also just, they basically do their whole solo with their mouth. They're like, and they're like, their mouth is doing everything they're doing. And you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, Joe Walsh, it's insane.
I feel like he killed his brain with so much with alcohol.
It's just wham-wham, constantly.
Him and his guitar are the same thing. Yeah. Sorry,
still
I don't know
him.
How
are
we got
you
here.
Guys? fine.
Like, how have you not noticed this?
I'm sorry that Taylor doesn't chew gum and she's the only artist you care about.
And
but
she
like,
plays guitar, but she doesn't do...
Because she's singing.
Yeah, she's singing.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And to your point, Michael Jordan has that famous play where he goes up with his right hand, switches to his left hand and lays it in. And they say his tongue went from right to left. As he switched the hand, the tongue, you can see his tongue change. Yeah.
Oh, I could see that. You would have to.
Yeah. So that made me, I was like, how have I failed my wife? I've never told her about the gum. She's never noticed it. That seems weird. We've watched a lot of it.
But is that really one of the, it's like, honey, let me get you into NASCAR. Now these guys are driving high powered vehicles, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're not going to mention the way they clip their nails. Or it's like, it's not part of the sport.
Okay. Well, so then she asks me, she's like, oh, well, I mean, did you used to chew gum? And I said, no, I couldn't chew gum and play basketball. I couldn't do it. And then I was thinking, well, I know all these NBA players chew gum, yet I could never do it. Slacker, you are a gum guy.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do it? What's the most strength? What's the activity you could do? Could you, anybody in the room, could you chew gum while you worked out? Could you?
Maybe while I worked out, but I'm not like working out that hard.
What?
I'm lifting weights, but I'm not like.
You're saying that your mouth just going, oh my God. The fact that she's just sitting there doing it.
Practicing. Good form. Okay.
What? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd probably choke.
I can chew gum and do literally anything.
I think
and
I'm in the
I
same
mean
boat.
Anything. I can. Wait for it. Eat.
Oh,
while
I don't
chewing
want
gum.
That. That is
I can just
what?
Move the gum to a different spot
what?
In my mouth.
That's kind of a mental problem.
We are about to go somewhere that I know you didn't intend.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I've tried to be on the dating scene. My backstage personal life with my aging mother and everything has kind of caused rifts in that. But I had a girl like go, you need to stop chewing gum.
What?
Because it's a little weird on a date.
How?
I don't want when I'm on a date.
It depends on how you're chewing
I'm
it,
not chewing.
Sure.
It's just in my mouth.
That's weird.
No, it's. But I have fresh. Like, we finish eating dinner and I'm like, because I'd like to have fresh breath.
That makes sense.
For whatever
sense.
Happens in a second.
Do you it's offer like, her some?
Yeah. Huh? What?
Do you offer her some?
Yes.
Okay.
She's like, God, no.
That's
no.
And then makes me get rid of the gum.
Well, maybe that's not your girl then.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm saying. We could have done the whole thing. And I can leave the gum in my mouth the whole time.
Wow. No, we did
and
not want
check,
it to go
hey,
here.
Hey, listen. You check off the boxes you're thinking, and yep, I can.
No. Now I'm thinking about something. So... Great.
So in answer to your question,
okay.
When I'm switching the ball from right hand.
He also switches his gum.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm kind of wondering if I'm out of line.
Yes.
And I already
Who else
can
wants to
hear
go?
Talking to Slacker directly?
Very out of line.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I can already hear the texters being like, yes, of course, you're the problem, whatever.
Not all of them hate you. There's just a real, there's a small but very vocal bunch that hate you.
They're growing.
Super.
Yeah. Right. Some days it feels like we're going up and some days down.
Yeah.
But this is something that I would understand if people were like, you're being annoying.
What are we talking about? What did you do?
We're talking about my wedding.
May I have a quick aside about that?
Sure.
I got married the last time in 2006.
Okay.
Since 2006, this show has done wild weddings, wedding woes, crazy bachelorette parties. Mm-hmm. We talk about weddings all the time. Even though I'm not getting married again, we talk about weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Tia got married a long time ago before he even came on the show, right?
Yeah.
And we still talk about weddings.
Yeah.
You can't be mad when we talk about weddings and go, stupid Erica makes everything about weddings. We'd be talking about weddings anyway. We just happen to be talking about hers some of the time. Yeah.
They continue happening year round, all the time.
Yes.
Like, right.
Next year, there will be more.
Yeah. Yes. And we're still going to talk about them. Yes.
Right.
So... Just, I'm not trying to defend you before you start, but I am also like, will you guys relax when you're like, wedding talk again? Yes. Yes. Wedding talk.
Yeah.
Again. Okay. 303-222-5423.
Direct your angry text there.
Not to soccer, to me.
Right.
Okay, so it's like, we're under a year now, so the moms are starting to look for their dresses. I know, I'm treading lightly, but I've tried really hard to make this relatively easy for everyone. My bridesmaids are getting a color scheme, not even an exact color from one place.
Or I'm going, a
cut. Oh, nice.
No. And I'm saying, pick your own dress.
I love that.
Oh, just completely on their own? There's not like options? It's just...
Nope.
Just, I've seen or I've seen like...
I feel like that's the new norm.
Yeah, new it's norm, becoming whatever. More and more normal.
I've heard like, here's the color and you can do a strapless. You can do like a...
I'm going, here's the general color. Mm-hmm. Go to any store and find a dress.
Do you not want to tell us the color? Or do you...
I don't know. I kind of feel like I share a lot. Maybe I should keep some things for wedding day.
Okay.
Yeah. But only bridesmaids could do that. You could not tell the groomsmen.
Just no, you got to like, walk you, that horse to the water.
You give them the exact cut from Men's Warehouse and they'll screw it up.
Yep. We were considering just black suit. But you think it's going to look like trash?
Black suit's very hard.
I don't trust guys to not grab the navy one. In the dark of the morning before when they're flying in, you know?
Thank you for telling me that, because I would be pissed.
But they could go get one if they got here and didn't have one.
True.
They could run somewhere and grab a suit.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know how well it would fit.
For them all to send me a photo of it packed prior to the wedding.
Yeah, now you've gone too far.
Well, okay, that's not even the problem.
Okay.
So my mom and my fiance's mom have both started looking for what they want to wear, and I want them to feel great. I want them to wear what feels so good to them. I really do. I want everyone to feel like beautiful, and it's a celebration of everything.
I can feel your discomfort.
I'm so, because my
You're
mom's
allowed
an
to
angel.
Just talk about it. Yes.
I know.
They're the problem both great
is,
people.
They are. They have both sent me options that are pretty white.
No.
I like truly don't want to be like a bridezilla. But isn't that not normal?
That's like the one thing you don't do at a wedding.
That's what I thought. But I had...
Anybody who's writing an angry text to Erica right now, slow your roll. I mean, I'm a guy. That's a rule.
I've heard
no
of that.
No matter what, it could be your 14th wedding and there's nothing pure of heart, mind, or body about the bride. No one else wears white that day. You just don't.
The only like exception would be if it's a beach one and like everyone's doing wedding. The white linen,
everybody's
whatever.
In the linen. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so it isn't outrageous of me to say,
hey,
that just feels a little white. It's so awkward when it's coming from you, like from me, though. Because then it's
Why?
Like, because then it's literally going, well, I want to be the only one in it. And it's like, I don't even know.
But it is a rule. I mean, it's a rule, you guys. You don't,
I know.
You're not, hit. The problem with, I'm trying to think of the right analogy, but it's like, there are certain things where if I complain at the radio station about anything, and even if there's something broken at the radio station, if I point it out, everybody's like, he's got to have his name first on the show, the Slacker Show. He's a diva.
Yeah.
So then I feel like I can't complain because like the argument's already there. So for you to push on anything, like everyone's just waiting for you to say anything that pushes them the wrong way. And they're like, oh, bridezilla. Oh, she's a diva. Oh, there it is.
And when I was younger, boy, would I have flown off the handle. So I get it.
But you're... So do you just say, can you just send them Miss Etiquette or Miss Manners or something and go, can you read that? Like,
that's crazy.
You're not, well, if you don't want to complain, like, what do you,
I know.
Don't wear white.
It's so awkward to have to explain, just particularly like my fiance's mom. She doesn't have daughters. She has one son. Like, she's never been the mother of the bride or the mother of the groom. Of course. But I think like, it's just different when it's your kid, and so it's so awkward for me.
And she just found something she likes that looks like a wedding dress.
No, luckily it does not look like a wedding dress.
Okay.
But it's light cream.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to say that's a bit white.
Can we wear white?
No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
I have a story of a horrific... horrifying fire and traffic accident.
Oh, no.
It will somehow make T-Hack happy.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I have the rare and elusive stupid story with a happy ending.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Japan.
There's a lot happening with T-Hack right now.
What are you doing?
I mean, you guys were working on the accent. I didn't know if.
Yeah, okay. Erica was probably the best in rehearsals.
Guys.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
All right, a 70-year-old man in Japan, he was eating his usual rice dish when all of a sudden he started choking on it.
Oh no.
Which is very scary.
I don't have a choking sound. I have a cough. Was that? There we go. That's what we mm-hmm. need. It's coughing.
I can breathe.
Yeah,
okay. Choking is more of like. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God.
It was what your tongue did. I think that was the most.
Yeah.
I need a collection of YouTube videos of puppies frolicking to get that out of my. Okay. Yeah.
Thankfully, when this man started choking, his daughter was also dining with him.
Oh.
She thought quick.
Yes.
And she grabbed the vacuum cleaner that was nearby.
I'm sorry, what?
She jammed it in his mouth.
Shut.
No.
No, she didn't. No. And that is not how
then she was able to suck out the food.
Shut
she me. Saved his life.
With a Dyson?
She didn't think, oh yeah, the Heimlich maneuver.
No, she went Hoover.
Exactly, the Hoover maneuver.
The Hoover maneuver, trademarked the Slacker Show.
They're going to start putting vacuums in schools everywhere.
Are you joking me?
No,
and it worked.
Yep, she saved his life.
Okay.
Quick thinking with the vacuum. He said, it's no time to clean. But he saved his life.
He couldn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. All right.
That was more vomit. Oh,
yeah. All right. My story is out of Florida.
Oh.
I have a horrifying, terrible, huge semi-truck driving down the road, crashes the entire thing, lights on fire,
no
famine, pestilence,
oh my God.
Dinosaurs what? Warring on different planets, all this, it's just horrifying. I don't know why I'm playing that. It should be this. Here we go. It is just terrible. There's a huge fire at this accident.
Were those?
That was bees?
I don't know. I was just doing all that.
Okay. And they were. That's why I said, oh no, bees.
Bees. Yeah. He spilled his entire load, and this is where Tia gets happy, of lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how lettuce burst into flames. I guess it also had diesel fuel.
I mean,
shut up. Yes, whatever, we've never done it.
Do whatever you can to get rid of it.
Traffic was shut down for hours as they had to.
Flaming lettuce?
Yeah. The driver was like, heads will roll.
Good one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Some bystanders stood around and said,
don't let us get in your way.
Damn it, you took my lettuce prey.
That would have been better.
Yeah, well, it's too late now. You stole it. Anything?
No, I think that's it. I'm just so happy. Two happy endings and a stupid story.
Okay.
What?
I think we all need to go home.
If there's a licensed therapist anywhere near the station, you need to get here stat. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.